just coming up to 5 to 11. Dan, what have you got over there? Said, I must
A couple of things I must say. First of all, a very brief one, to see that the England cricket team are about to indulge themselves in a 4-14 tournament involving themselves, Zimbabwe, Australia, and the Australian A team, i.e. the reserves.
Yeah,
okay. National newspaper competition last month in Australia to find a name for the Australian A team. Second was the Kookaburras, then the Roos, various other, and the team, the name they come up with, and the winner is Australia A. Australia A is what they're going to be playing under. That was the winning name chosen by the people of Australia.
They held a nationwide competition to find a new name
for the Australian A team, and they come up with Australia A. Okay.
If it ain't broke, don't mend it. I'm
right.
Saying that, as I said.
We don't usually throw the papers properly, but here is a story we can't let go by.
Mm-hmm.
Hats off to the educational people at the Castle Hill Infant School in Ipswich, where a 5-year-old girl queued up, as she does every day, to get a biscuit at the tuck shop. The deal is you give them 2 of your English pence, they give you a biscuit to go with your milk at lunch at tea time. She only looks in her bag, to her horror, this 5-year-old child finds she has only got 1 penny. The teacher breaks the biscuit in half and gives her half. So the utter humiliation of the child who didn't ever want to go to school again.
It's bad enough. Teaching a proper appreciation for her money.
Thrift always.
You think that's funny? That's funny what you're saying, except that's exactly what the education authority came out with. Here we go. This young girl has unfortunately learned the hard way that life is not always kind. They teach children not only the value of money, but also about the business world and life.
Business
world? Is that what you want your 5-year-olds to be learning about?
I say life is a half of a biscuit.
Forrest. Young. Thank you very much indeed over there. Yeah. They broke a biscuit in half.
And gave the poor girl a half a biscuit.
Sir Wackford of Squeers.